USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is ripping Texas and Mississippi for lifting tough coronavirus restrictions.
The last thing we need is the Neanderthal thinking that in the meantime everything's fine, take off your mask, forget it.
Biden telling reporters it's a big mistake and Americans should continue to follow the science on COVID-19.
Wash your hands, hot water, do it frequently, wear a mask, and stay socially distanced. I wish the heck some of our elected officials knew it.
Mississippi lifting those restrictions today, Texas lifting them next week. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he's embarrassed by sexual harassment allegations but won't step down. He apologized today for whatever pain he's caused, saying it was never intended. Three women, including two former aides, have accused him of unwanted touching. USA Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.
More than 100 illegal immigrants released into Texas by the U.S. Customs and Border Protection have tested positive for COVID-19. Felipe Romero, a spokesman for Brownsville, Texas, says the city doesn't have the authority to halt migrants who test positive for the virus from traveling anywhere in the United States, although officials advise them to quarantine and follow federal health guidelines. Regarding the rise of illegal immigrants coming into the United States, former acting Customs and Border Protection Mark Morgan says,
we're also looking at projected at this rate at 1.4 million total individuals trying to illegally enter this country. Right now, we're looking at almost 5,000 a day that we are encountering on the southwest border illegally entering.
Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey is issuing an executive order requiring public schools to get back to teacher-led in-person instruction by March 15th or after spring break. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A girl critically hurt in a car crash involving former Kansas City Chiefs coach Britt Reid may never fully recover from her brain injury. The lawyer of the family, Tom Porto, telling ABC's Good Morning America,
she's awake, which is a huge development. Likely, she has permanent brain damage that she will endure for the rest of her life. She's not walking. It's a sad story.
Ariel Young has been out of a coma for 3 weeks. The coach involved, Britt Reid, is under investigation for DUI, but no charges have been filed. Reid, who is the son of Chiefs head coach Andy Reid, admitted on the scene that he had two or three drinks and had taken prescription Adderall.
We don't have the toxicology back. I don't know what it is going to be. What I do know are the statements that he made to police the night of. If you have two to three drinks and then you get behind the wheel of a car, you are likely over the legal limit.
Porto ends by saying that if Reid was under the influence of drugs or alcohol, he hopes the most severe charges are filed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But we're going to be advocating for the most serious charges and the most serious sentence that Britt Reid could receive.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1845 when Congress overrides a presidential veto, Congress reigning in the power of President John Tyler's zealous use of the presidential veto, overriding it with the necessary two-thirds vote. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.